ओम शांति।
बाप दादा चारों के
of children in all four directions. Just as you remember the three relationships with Baba, similarly,
बच्चों के भी तीन रूप देखा।
Baba is happy to see the three forms of children. You know about all your three forms, don't you? This time, all the children are in their Brahmin form. And the last stage of Brahmins is Brahmins becoming angels, and after that, angels becoming deities. The most special life is the present Brahmin life.
Brahmarjivan.
the most special form is the present Brahmin life. Brahmin life is an invaluable life. The speciality of Brahmin life is
purity.
Purity is the reality of Brahmin life.
Purity. Brahmin jivan ki personality.
Purity is the personality of Brahmin life. Purity is the mother of peace and happiness. As much is the purity, that much peace and happiness will be natural and part of nature in life. And the aim of pure souls is before becoming a deity from a Brahmin, it is to become an angel. An angel becomes a deity. Therefore, Brahmin becomes an angel, and an angel becomes a deity. Therefore, these three forms, are being seen. Therefore, Bap Dada is seeing these three forms of all the children. Did all the three forms of yours come in front of you? Did they come in front of you? Are they visible in front of you? You already have become Brahmins.
Abhi.
Now your aim is
Frishta banne ka.
To become an angel. This is your aim, is it not? Angel, or I must become an angel.
Check karo.
This should be in your consciousness. Therefore, check whether check how many of the specialities of an angel are visible in my life. An angel means an angel means the one who has no relationship with either the old world or the old sanskars. So Baba's rhyming words, world is sansar and sanskars is sanskar. So no relationship, no connection with old world, old sansar and old sanskars. It isn't that you have to be double light only when problems come.
Sada. Matsavacha.
But
Samadha
constantly, at every moment in your thoughts, words, actions, contacts, relationships, you have to be double light. Light, double light. So one meaning of light means light in weight. So Baba says light in weight.
अच्छी लगती है।
a light object is light, is it not? Which is light? A light object or a heavy object? Which is light? You like something light, don't you? Angel means
sarvaka torokane sarvaka pyara,
the one who is loved by all, not some but all. That is the one who is loved by all and is also detached. Not only, not just loved by all, but as much loved by all, that much, that one is detached. As much he is loved by all, that much he is detached. That's what he should be. One sign of an angel is that he will be loved by all. Whoever looks at him, whoever meets him, whoever comes in his contact, or relationship, that one will experience that this one belongs to me. Just as for Baba, for the father, all of you experience that Baba belongs to you, is it not? You all experience this, don't you? Do you? That Baba belongs to you? Similarly, an angel means that each one should experience that this one belongs to me. The feeling of belongingness should come in every one of that person. For that person. Why? Because he would be light. And when someone is light, he is loved by all. Let the whole Brahmin family experience that This one belongs to me.
பாடி பண்ணையும்
There shouldn't be heaviness. Because
the end of a light.
The meaning of an angel is double light. An angel means
born, karam, samband, sambarak me, behad.
The one who has feelings of unlimitedness in his thoughts, words, actions, contacts, and relationships, there shouldn't be any limitedness in him.
Sava apane.
All belong to me. And I belong to all. This should be the consciousness. Wherever there is the feeling of belongingness, there is lightness. Even lightness and sanskars. There is lightness in sanskars. So, check yourself. How much percentage? How much percentage? I have reached my angel stage. Do you know how to check? You have become checkers and also makers, haven't you? Congratulations. You have become checkers as well as makers. Congratulations. Bap Dada saw the result of your homework. You all have written the result of your homework, haven't you? So what did he observe? What did he observe in the result?
Kam se kam sabhe parma bap dada.
He observed in the result that
come.
Bab Dada has a pure desire that at least at present in all the things, in all the aspects, there are seven questions in it, no? So there are seven points in it. So in all those things, according to the present time of the majority children, there should at least be 75% result in all the seven things. There should be at least 75% in all the seven things. If it is less, then that because someone may be less in one or and the other one may be less in the other, but on an average it should be at least 75%. Therefore Bab Dada's pure desire is that seeing the present time, those who consider themselves to be Maharathis, their stage should be 95%. And Dadiji is saying it loudly, 95%. And Baba is saying, yes, 95% it should be. Shouldn't it be, Pandavas? What do you think? Shouldn't it be 95%? Okay. Even if that one is second number, then he should have at least 75%. So what do the Dadis think? What do the Dadis think?
95%? Apollo. 95%.
Is it 95%? Baba is asking the Dadis. What those who are sitting in the front line? There's Dr. Nirmala, Mohini Ben of New York, Ratan Muni, Dadi. All the seniors are sitting in the front. You know, Shanti Bhavan. Of course, the middle portion is all on the floor and there are chairs and sofas on the side. So Baba is asking, what about this Gayatri Ben, Wadi Ben, Manda Ben sitting right in the front? What about your stage? And they are saying 75%. So is it 75%? Is it 75%? Is it 75%? You also 75%? Baba is looking at Charlie Bhai, the Pandavas, all the Maruti brothers sitting in the front. It's not 95 yet? Not 95? Okay, what if destruction takes place tomorrow?
75%.
And if you still have 75%, it will remain only 75% then.
75%.
If it will be 75%, then you will not be able to come when the new calendar begins. 1-1-1 begins when Lakshmi Narayan starts ruling. So Baba is saying you will not be able to come at that time. Then what will you do?
Shalom, Bab Dada.
Okay.
Aaj ke din.
Aaj. Okay. Today is a special day for all the double foreigners, is it not? So at least for today, at least up to today, Baba is saying, okay, past is past. Past is past. So whatever has been in the past doesn't matter. Past is past. But from tomorrow onwards, Should Baba say, what? Okay, from tomorrow onwards, those who are saying 75% today, okay, if they cannot become 95, at least 85, can you reach up to 85 tomorrow? Can you? Will you be able to reach up to 85 tomorrow? Day after tomorrow, if destruction starts, then you will remain up to 85 or what? Will you remain up to 85 only? Yes? What about those at the back? Will you be 85 by then? Those who say yes, 85 by then, by day after tomorrow, okay, raise your hand. Yes, anybody? 85, you'll be able to become 85 by day after tomorrow? 90? What are you saying? You'll be 90%. You'll be 98? Baba is saying, will it be 98? Oh, the year become faster than even what Baba is thinking. Wonderful, wonderful. Congratulations. Congratulations. So, gulab jamun in your mouth. Yes, because you are observing the situation of the world, aren't you? You even know about it. That you will become that, you are going to become. It's not that you will try to become, but you are becoming, you have to become, you will become. Don't say, I'll try. No, yes, I will become. Don't say, I'll try, I may become, I'll see, I'll try. No, don't say like that. You have to change this language. Whatever thought you create, at that time check. How much percentage of faith there is in that determined thought, and how far you are able to get the success of it. And now the speed to check should also be fast. Check before and then come into action. It shouldn't be that whatever thought you create, whatever words you speak, you just do it. Whatever actions you do, in whosoever relationship contact you come, you just do it. No, without thinking. No, you know, big VIPs, everything is first checked before whatever step they are taking. Is it not? Don't you know? There's so much of checking beforehand. Everything is checked and then they take a step. So before they reach, everything is checked beforehand. And then they go there. Similarly, it shouldn't, yours should be the same. Checking should be before anything you do. It shouldn't be where the checking should be 2 hours, 5 hours after that thing has happened. No, first checking and then the step. Why all this is necessary? Because just as the VIPs of today, they may be VVIPs too of today. They are VVIPs only for one birth, one life, and that also for a short time. And all of you who are Brahmins now and will become angels in the future, you are such VVV, and you can keep on adding the Vs, VVV, VIPs. You can add as many Vs you like. You are that important. See, keep on adding V, 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 V in front of you, in before your title. You have seen your own pictures, haven't you? Those pictures, those images which are worshipped in temples, you have seen them, haven't you? Okay, maybe you haven't seen a temple, but you have seen the pictures, haven't you? See, even up to now, they are valued so much. There are such big temples of them. And the picture may be just maybe of 3 feet. Maybe just 3 feet. Your pictures which you have of Lakshmi Narayan, the biggest size may be 3 feet. But the temples are so big, no? So even your images are so valuable. Images are valuable, that means how valuable you are. Everything of yours is so valuable. See, there are such big cues for having a glimpse of you. Just to have a glimpse of your picture, there are such big cues. And therefore, in a living form, you are how many times VIPs? Therefore, before you take any step, you should check. After doing a task, you check. That's not right, because after the action is done, then however much you may check, that action is already done. It's no more in your hand, in your hands. Even on the path of ignorance, look before you leap. Think even before you think what you're thinking. It's not that you think after you have performed the action. First you must think what you are about to do. Therefore, remain seated on your seat of self-respect. By staying in your position, then as much you stay in your position, that much there will not be any opposition. If you are in your position, Maya's opposition is there only when you are not in your position. Therefore, Bap Dada has a question for you.
Sabkal
that all of you do have the aim to become perfect, to become complete. Is it not? Isn't this your aim? Or do you think that you cannot become complete? Or do you want to become complete? What do you think? Do you think that, raise your hand if you say you want to become complete? All of you want to become complete, perfect? Okay, when will you become that? Everyone is laughing, so Father smiling. You question everyone, don't you? Even the teachers question the students. What's your chart? How far have you reached? When do you expect to become complete? You ask this from your students, don't you? So Baba especially asking those sitting in the front, because all the teachers are sitting in the front. There are those who are 30 years in Gyan, raise your hand. 30 years in Gyan. All those double foreigners who are 30 years in Gyan. Oh, 30 years in Gyan. There are so many raising their hand, yes. Gayatri then. Stand up. All those who are 30 years with Baba amongst double foreigners, stand up. So there's Brother Charlie, Gayatri Ben, Chandra Ben of Toronto, Denise Ben, Nativa Ben, Suman Ben of Frankfurt, Bhavna Ben, all the senior teachers, Dr. Sister Hemlata, Meera Ben, Jyoti Ben, you know, all these sisters and a few brothers over 30 years with Baba. So, to all those who are 30 years in Gyan, they should sit together tomorrow itself and you have many meetings, Baba knows, but you all should come together and talk about this, how to become perfect. Baba is watching you all, how you all do meeting, eating, sitting for hours and hours. So your meetings go on, but now you should do such a meeting in which you should discuss on when you will become perfect. You celebrate many things. You fix a date for a program, that this program will be on this date and so on. What about the date for this? Okay, how many years do you need to become perfect? How many years? Why Bab Dada is asking this? Because nature is asking Baba, when should we start the work of destruction? So what should Bab Dada answer to nature? Bab Dada will then ask the children, won't he? When will you become perfect? So today's special topic for today's Murli, Baba is saying, is when? When will you become perfect? Double foreigners are sitting in front of Bab Dada, is it not? Therefore you must be making double efforts. Yes, you should do wonders. Double foreigners should become an example. In front of the Brahmin family, in front of the whole world, you become complete, perfect. Sarva Shaktya, Sarva Guna. in all virtues, all powers, full, complete in all of them. That means perfect. In thoughts, in words, in actions, in contacts, in relationships, in all four thoughts, words, actions, and contacts, relationships, in all these four, even if in one of them there is some weakness or you are lacking something, then you will not be called complete. You don't know, remember the four things, don't you? First is thoughts, second words, third actions, and fourth. So Baba is saying thoughts, words and actions. Baba hasn't separated actions. Actions are included in contacts and relationships. So thoughts, words, contacts and relationships. Actions come in that. So it shouldn't be that in thoughts and words you are okay, but in contacts and relationships something is lacking. No, it shouldn't be like that. You have been told before that in whosoever front of you go, in whomever you may go in front of anyone, but that one should feel that you belong to him, because when something belongs to me, I feel that I own him and I am able to do whatever I want with him. Is it not? If somebody does not have any belongingness, then that one may be very heavy with that person, but with that one for whom he thinks that he belongs to him, there is some like a feeling of ownness. Therefore you have to be light in everything. It shouldn't be that you should be light only in your region or light only in your center. No. If you are light only in your center or only in your region, then how can you become a world sovereign? You can also not, neither can you become a world benefactor nor can you become a world sovereign. A sovereign doesn't mean that he sits on the throne, but then just sitting on the throne isn't everything. He should be having rule over the whole family too. His rights should be over the whole family too. So what will you do? The question is when? You will hold a meeting for this, don't you? To answer the question when. So have a meeting and finalize it. Is it okay? Okay. So are you feeling, are you having the enthusiasm that I have to do it? I have to do it. Bhavdada is creating the enthusiasm in you. And see, Maya is watching you, that when you have enthusiasm in you, then Maya tries to interfere. Because it is passing through its final stage, is it not? So as it is passing through its final stage, it's using up all its weapons, all its strength. And and it is trying to sustain you in such a way that you won't even understand. It is Maya doing it. Maya is giving it. You can't even understand the difference between whether it is Maya's dictates or Baba's dictates. Because Maya mixes her dictates and Baba's dictates.
If you step on me, you push out me.
So in becoming an angel, in your efforts, especially the obstacle which comes in the way, it is in the form of two words. They are common words which bring the obstacles. And they are common words. They are not difficult to. And you use these words many times. Which are those two words? I and mine. I and mine. Bab Dada has already told you the easy method beforehand of how to change this I-ness and mine-ness. You know it, don't you? You do remember it? Just see, when you say I, at that time, say I am a soul. The moment you say I, and in front of you bring your soul, brings your soul in front of you. The moment you say I, don't say I just like that. I am a soul. Bring this in your consciousness in a natural way. Whenever you say I, put soul after that word. I, the soul. And when you say my, first say my Baba, and then anything, my handkerchief, my sari, my this, my that. First say my Baba. First, it should be my Baba.
Mera shabd bola.
The moment you say my, Baba should come in front of you.
Shabd bola.
The moment you say I, the soul should come in front of you.
Ye natural.
This should, you should make this your nature and natural in you. It's easy, is it not? Or is it difficult? You know that you are a soul. But the only thing is you don't accept it at that time. So your knowing is 100%. And acceptance is in a different percentage. Now body consciousness has become natural, has it not? You don't have to remember that you are a body, you are a body. You don't have to remember, it has become natural. You remember it in a natural way. Therefore, before any word is spoken, it comes in the thoughts, does it not? Therefore, in the thoughts too, when you say I to yourself, at that time bring the soul, your soul in front of you. Is it not easy?
Yeah, abhyas karna.
Not easy to practice this? So whenever you say I, bring the soul in front of you, then you will become firm in this. See, your physical name is so much pakka in you, so firm in you, is it not? Even if somebody else is called and maybe that one has the same name, then you will wonder who's calling you. So I am a soul.
Atma ka sansar.
And when you, and the world of a soul is Baba.
Atma ka sanskar. Brahma so frishta frishta.
The world, the sanskar of a soul is Brahmin now, an angel, and then deity. So what will you do? Will you do this drill? Will you do the drill of your mind in this way? Nowadays the doctors also say, do exercise. Do exercise.
Exercise.
Do exercise.
Do ye exercise karo.
So do this exercise. I am a soul and my is Baba. Because actually Baba has to lessen the speed of time according to the drama. But, so actually, you are the creator, so you should go faster than the creation. But actually, at the time, at the present time, creation is going faster than the creator, but then Baba has to stop it. So according, yes, time will order it. Time will order it and everything will happen according to the drama. Those who are in the task of creation, if they are not ever ready, then after destruction, what will happen? Will total annihilation happen? No. Or will establishment happen after destruction? It won't be total annihilation, won't it? There has to be a new world. And therefore that new world has to be created before the destruction. Therefore those who are instrumental for the establishment of the new world, you have to be ready according to the present time. Bap Dada wants to see this just as Brahma Baba became Arjuna, didn't he? He became an example, didn't he? Similarly, who will be the ones to follow Brahma Father? That Baba wants to see, who will follow Brahma Father? This is Brahma Baba became an example, Arjuna. Therefore, see yourself and see the time. Bap Dada has told earlier too that the present time.
Aap sabhi Brahma so friste atmao ko.
That you who are Brahmins now and are going to become angels and then deities in the future, you have to have the stage of an instrument, and therefore you have to be humble. That is nimitta and nirmana. You have to be humble and consider yourself to be instruments. Underline these two words, nimitta and nirmana. Nimitta means instrument and nirmana means humble.
Body conscious ka main ban khatam ho
jaye. And when you think you are instrument and you become humble, then I-ness and my-ness will finish easily. I am an instrument. And I have a very humble nature. I am an instrument and I have a very humble nature. As much humble one is, that much respect he receives. As much humble one is, that much respect he receives. Why? Because when someone is humble, he is loved by all. And when he is loved, then he automatically gets respect, is it not? Therefore, a feeling of being an instrument and humble, and also good wishes for all. The bhav and bhavna, feelings and motive. So bhav is motive, bhavna is feelings. So motive should be I'm an instrument, and feelings for all should be of good wishes, pure feelings, good wishes. Whatever that a person may be like, however he may be like, but your feelings of an instrument, your motive of an instrument, and feelings of humility, good wishes, pure feelings will make the other one in front of you get the vibrations and change, and he will change. Many children, when they have a conversation with Baba, they say, Baba, for the past 1 month, I kept good wishes for someone, but that person never changed. And then, you know, they become disheartened. Now, that one for whom you kept good wishes, he may be like a stone. So it takes time for a stone to melt. No, it takes time. Okay, even if he doesn't change. But you should keep yourself all right, shouldn't you? Why should you become disheartened? Why do you get tired? You remain in your position. You should not become disheartened. okay, he may not change, but doesn't mean that I should change. That I also get disheartened. So if I get disheartened and that one doesn't change, it means he is more powerful than me, is it not? That he is not changing, but I have changed. So, why do you leave your seat of self-respect? There shouldn't even be waste thoughts like why he's doing like this, why this, why this. Because the moment you say why, the door of waste thoughts opens, and that door doesn't close easily again. This is why never say why this, why that. On the contrary, just become merciful and continue to give vibrations. Now, if something is soft, but something may be hard. So when something is hard, it takes time to break that hard object, is it not? But why should you leave your seat of self-respect and become disheartened? You will remember, won't you, that you should not come down from your position, because if you come down from your position, then you will have to face a lot of opposition. There's opposition even between people, person against person, opposition of sanskars, opposition of nature, opposition of thoughts. This is why stay in your position. So, what will you do tomorrow? You remember, don't you? Bap Dada has great love for you, is it not? This is why Bap Dada feels that all the children should become like Brahma Baba. Didn't any opposition come in front of Brahma Baba? It came, didn't it? What, didn't Brahma Baba have to face opposition? It was Maya's opposition, also the opposition of people, of different souls, even of nature. Baba had to face a lot of opposition. But did Brahma Baba leave his position? He didn't leave his position, did he? He didn't. This is why he became an angel, didn't he? Therefore, now, of course, you have to consider yourself to be an angel and then move along. I am an angel and all are angels. All are angels. I am an angel and all are angels. Neither do I have any. I do not have any connections with the old world. Nothing to do of the old world. No old sanskars, no old nature, nothing old. Now this one is an angel, that one is an angel. See each one as an angel. Now create this atmosphere. All are angels, all are angels. Okay.
Double foreigners,
double foreigners, aren't you? Therefore, you should have double intoxication. Today you have got a chance, is it not?
Dekho, Bharatvasiyon ki saath hoti hai.
This is, see, the Bharatvasis are sympathizing with you. This is why they have given you a chance, and you are sitting in this hall, and they're all sitting downstairs, so that you may get good place and be in front of Baba. They're all sitting down. So Baba is also remembering those who are sitting down in Pandav Bhavan, in Gyan Sarovar, Shantivan. So Baba is saying that to them, that they are adding to their fortune because they have renounced. Okay, what is to be done next? Shashi Ben is telling Baba that Brahmins have come from 76 countries. So Baba is telling her to take a mic and speak, so that all are able to hear.
Jaise abhi.
So Baba now says, just as all of you are smiling so sweetly, similarly be like that all the time. Whenever you talk to anyone, at that time smile and talk. Your smile, you know, will finish up at least half of his sorrows. So charity begins at home. Whoever it may be, whether it's your anyone staying with you, or any outsider, anyone, but let your face be smiling all the time. Don't have a serious face. What are you doing? Why are you doing like this? Smile and say and speak. Do you have the stock of smile? Hope it's not over, not exhausted. The stock of smiling. A face which is always smiling is so loving, so sweet. It looks so good. But a face which is harsh, somebody will be afraid of that face and he'll just go away. He will not want to see that face. And if someone is smiling, then everybody will want to go in front near him. So At this time, as your face is smiling, supposing a photograph is taken, will you keep that photograph with you all the time? So will that photograph be only of paper, or will it be in your heart? Yes, your smiling face which you see now, it should be always in your heart. Okay, see? So Shashi Ben is saying that that Baba's children have come from 76 countries, and there are some groups in this. One is Serve Africa Core, Serve Africa Core Group. So Serve Africa Core Group, could you stand up? Serve Africa Core Group, could you please stand up? Yes. There's Brother Nizar, Brother Nick, Brother Marcus, Vedanti Ben, you know, all from Africa. So Baba is, you are doing very good service, aren't you? Bab Dada. Got the news that
fast seva ho rahi,
that the service is going at fast speed and it is free of obstacles.
Every day,
just as
sandesh dene ka fast kiya,
those of Africa have made a determined thought to serve Africa fast. So yes, clap for them, everybody's clapping. They have a determined thought to serve Africa fast as possible. Similarly, all others have to do the same to make similar plans of service. And yeah, but when you do service, don't become heavy. Don't serve in a heavy way. Many children, you know, after they do service, they get so tired. They need somebody to massage them because they get so tired. Real service is that in which there is happiness, joy. There should be lightness in it. There should be some attainment in it, no? So when there's attainment, then there's no tiredness. Many children, when they make efforts, they make efforts in such a way that they become heavy after making the efforts. The foundation is love between father and children. The service that you do is also because of love for the father, to bring souls closer to the father, to create love in the children for the father. That's what service, that's the service you do, is it not? But then don't become heavy in that, be light. Don't let, service is not something which makes one heavy, it should make you light. Efforts also should not make you heavy. Baba doesn't like laboring. You say that you are Master Almighty Authorities and you labor. No, it doesn't look good, does it?
No.
Neither in your efforts should you labor, nor in service should you labor. But Bab Dada has observed that Bab Dada got the result of the service they are doing. They are doing it with great enthusiasm. And their speciality is that they are creating their own hands and moving forward. They are creating their own hands and moving forward. You know, there are others who say, I have so much service but I have no hands. So, they say that if there are more hands, then we'll be able to do more service. But then, these of Africa, they haven't asked for hands. They are creating their own hands. This is their speciality. In whatever way they have done, but they have created their own hands. So, they created their own hands and expanded service and are continuing to expand. they have done fast progress, fast expansion. So, what speciality? So they are saying, you know what they are saying? That the amount of service which they had not been able to do up to now, within the short period they are doing better service, more service. That's what they have said. It's very good. Congratulations. Congratulations. Clap for them. Yes. Yes, you may sit. Peace of Mind Organizer Group. Peace of Mind Organizer Group. So those who organize the Peace of Mind Retreat. So there are sisters too, Dr. Nirmala, Charlie Bhai. Yes, please stand up. Yes, Liz Ben, David Bhai, Meera Ben, and Joe, Michael. Yes, please stand up, all of you. Yeah. Yes, so Baba is saying this group, which came for Peace of Mind Retreat, you have to now sustain them. Just as you created them, now you have to sustain them too. Do not, see that the connection continues. Keep on sending them something. There should be a follow-up all the time. It's okay? Do that. Pay attention to that now. Bap Dada heard the news. That you know, the call of time program you hold, don't you? Baba was looking at Gayatri Ben, call of time program. No, that is okay. Peace of mind is, yeah, but call of time also. Those of the call of time, they keep on sending something to the people who are in call of time, is it not? As a follow-up to them, so they are keeping the connection. Similarly, you too should keep a connection with them. Continue to meet them or send them something. Yes, first they came in contact and then they should come more in relationships. And as they come more and more in relationship, they'll become Brahmins. So make them move forward in this way. From time to time, call them. They may be of different countries, but then call them in those countries, or whichever country they are. But then you take the responsibility. Ask them whether they are coming to the center or not. Ask them what the result is, whether they are still in contact, have they progressed and come into relationship and so on. So the progress is good. But sustenance is not enough. Therefore, because they don't get the sustenance, they do take birth, but then they don't survive. Their life doesn't really grow. They don't survive, some of them. Therefore, you have to do this now, okay? But whatever you have done is good. Bap Dada sits in the subtle regions and watches everything. He hears the news also. Bap Dada keeps getting the news and he likes it very much. Bap Dada is not tired of listening to the news you give. Therefore, congratulations to you too. Congratulations to all of you who are giving message and have now become messengers. Congratulations, congratulations. Yes, yes. Right. Okay, you may sit, please. Baba, Shashi Bani saying there is one sample sitting here. Sister of Israel, is she here? Sister of Israel, she's a sample. She and one from Scotland. They came to the peace of mind. And now they have become Baba's children from Trinidad, from Scotland, from Israel. Come closer, Dadi. Baba wants to see you. Come closer. Please come in the front. From Israel, from Scotland, from Trinidad.
One from Ethiopia.
One from Ethiopia.
Israel.
Israel.
Poland.
Poland, also from Poland. One from Poland. One from Brazil.
Trinidad.
So they came to the peace of mind retreat.
Vietnam.
Vietnam.
Scotland. Ye Poland ki hai, ye jo kari hai. Aur wo Israel ki.
So one from Poland, one from Israel, Ethiopia. Yes, call them on this.
Okay, you all come this side. Baba, come to this side.
Baba is calling you in the front.
Poland ki hai, ye Israel ki.
So one from Poland,
Trinidad,
Israel. Yeah. Baba is telling
Ethiopia,
them
Brazil,
to come on the stage. So they're Scotland. All coming on the stage.
Ye chhe hai total.
There are six of them. Baba is giving them drishti. They have come on the stage. So see, Baba is saying, see, they are such good examples. Maybe even claps for them.
Ab sabhi ko ye sab brahmana
atma. Baba is telling these souls, see, all these Brahmins who are congratulating you for you becoming peaceful. You all have become peaceful now, therefore all this whole Brahmin family is congratulating you. Yeah, you can speak out loudly to them what.
Yeah,
they are getting the translation. Are you getting the translation? So congratulations for becoming peaceful.
Congratulations of becoming peaceful.
Congratulations for becoming, you got a new birth, a new life. Yes, all of you have received a new life. Therefore you are celebrating your birthday, spiritual birthday. If a congratulations on your birthday, today is your spiritual birthday. Note it down, the day you took a spiritual birth in front of Baba, in front of Bab Dada, God. So, see, you served and you got the fruit. Very good, very good. Now you can go back. You can sit here, yes, sit here yourself. You want to sit here? Sit close.
I was head.
Baba is telling them, let them sit. Now, interfaith core group. Interfaith core group, because there was an interfaith program.
Interfaith organizer group.
So interfaith organizer group, that's Sister Maureen, Sister Liz, Chanti Ben, and Chandru Ben, Asha Ben, and those who were responsible for the interfaith group, also Bijmon Bhai, because there were many from India who came to the interfaith program.
Achcha. Yes, sevadari ho gaya.
So you came as servers, yes, service of the interfaith group.
Achcha.
It's good. Yes, why should you be left out in serving the religious heads? You did a very good thing. It's good that you call this the religious people, the religious leaders. And Bap Dada noticed in particular that this group was an international group. It was not just foreign lands, but also India, so Bharat and other countries too. You made a determined thought that they should come together, so this was a very good thing. And it was a success. The international program went a success, and congratulations for that. To now increase this group, make it grow in the future, make it expand, because they are your companions, aren't they? They are spiritual people, religious people, leaders in religion, and therefore even if one changes, he can become a very good mic and do lots of service. You did a very good thing, Bhaktada is happy. And all of you are happy too, that's why they are all clapping, no? Yes, continue to move forward in this way and continue to make them move forward too. Don't leave them like that. Just as call of time, people are being continuously served. Similarly, these religious leaders also should be continuously served. Okay, you may sit down.
Janki Foundation ke
now, Janki Foundation and the Health Values Training Group.
Janki
Foundation and Values in Health Group. All the participants of this group. Yeah. Yeah, they are standing. Yes, we can wave to Baba. Yes, Baba. Yes, yes. Wave to Baba. Raise your hand. It's very good. Bap Dada notice that you are using different new methods for giving Baba's message. So this is also a very good way of giving Baba's message, because people are very, very health conscious these days. Therefore, by this method, Bap Dada was shown a book by you. Yeah, that was also, that's a very good book too, because it will do a lot of service. It's a very good method of serving. However, as the name is Janki Foundation, so Foundation of Remembrance and Service should be in a combined way, and with that combined foundation of combined remembrance and service, move ahead and continue to serve. It's okay. Why? Because you can expand a lot in your field. It is expanding, but it will continue to expand more and more. Yes, Baba has seen that book. Yes, you have good enthusiasm, and you will also get the immediate fruit of your enthusiasm and the service you are doing. As much you will move forward, that much those people will come closer and closer to you. All the other health foundations, you are serving them too. Those foundations will come closer to this foundation, to the Janki Foundation. Hope you don't get tired. I hope you're not tired, because you're doing double service. You do your job as well as do this service. Therefore, double service, double foreigners, and therefore double congratulations to you. Very good. You may sit, please. Now, the IT group, Information Technology Group, from tomorrow onwards they are going to have the meetings. How to serve through information technology. All the experts of IT are here. How to serve Baba through IT. So many, even from Bharat there are many. Yes, this is Bharat and the world together, is it not? What, have you made any new plan? Have you made any new plan? And some of them are nodding their head, yes. Brother Shashin is there, and Mohini Ben is the head, the leader. So she has the mic now and she's going to speak. Mohini Ben of New York. And Mohini Ben is saying, Baba, we have prepared a new website. New website, and Baba will show you. And also a new system of sending the Murlis. And also a new system of email. Many other projects are there. Very good, Baba is saying. Because through this, the message, the sound will spread in all four directions. It will spread everywhere. So, with a lot of concentration, make more and more new plans and continue to move forward, because this is a connection of Bharat as well as other countries. Therefore, as much you carry this department further, make it move forward, that much sitting in one place you can give message to so many. Sitting in one place. So it's a very good method of serving. Very good method of serving in this way. That's your department's job, and this will be like a sadhana, like your intense efforts of your department of information technology to serve the world through this. Mohini is handling. Baba is asking, is Mohini handling this? Okay, very good. Sister Mohini of New York is handling this. Very good, Baba is saying. See? So everyone is doing, has their own department, you know. Jayanti Ben has a department, and Gayatri Ben, Call of Time program. And you are doing IT, very good. Very good. And Dr. Nirmala doing Peace of Mind retreat. So Bhaktada is saying, very good, you are given different projects. And therefore congratulations for all your projects, and also blessings that you will continue to move forward. Blessings to all of you. Okay, you may sit down. And Dadiji is also sitting here blessing all of you.
Baba, Traveler Film Group.
Now there's a Traveler Film Group. They are preparing a film on the Traveler. Robin Bai, Barbara Ben, Tamasin, Piero, and Karuna Bai. So they are preparing a film on the Traveler. Yes, Robin Bai, please wave to Baba. Where is Robin? Barbara, yes. Yeah, Baba is looking at you. Yes, Baba is saying, very good. People, yes, nowadays people need cultural program too. They like it. And it's good because in the Traveler you give the whole course. In a cultural way you give the whole course. So that's very good. Bap Dada likes it. And Bap Dada has seen it. You are doing it very well. You may say, Baba, we want to show you, but Baba's already seen it. Yes, through these means. Of course, Baba will see it, but through your projectors and all that, but Baba has a bigger machine than your machines, and Baba has seen in that machine. You are doing very well, and you will continue to do it, and in this way reveal the Father, and continue to keep revealing the Father. Okay, very good, very good. Okay, you may sit. So Shashi Ben is in a groups are over now. Yad Pyar, but Dadi Janki is reminding of something. You know, this time Middle East, so many souls have come from the Middle East. So many souls have come from the Middle East, from Dubai, a big group, Oman, Kuwait. You know, Muscat, Jayanti Ben. Middle East, could you please stand up? All the brothers of the Middle East. Yeah, Dubai, Muscat.
Middle East ke sabhi bhai ben.
Bahrain. See, so many. Jayanti Ben too is part of them. Yes. Yeah, all from the Middle East. Israel, a big group has come from Israel. Yes, Baba is looking at them. There must be over 50 of them. 50, 60, Baba is saying. They are very good jewels. Each one has its own speciality. Baba, the Karavan Har, who's getting it done. Is getting it done, and you children as instruments are doing it. All of you, you have received the certificate of zeal and enthusiasm from the Dadis, therefore congratulations. Congratulations. But what must be the reason for this? If there's expansion in any center and that expansion is free of obstacles, what must be the reason for that? how is the expansion taking place without any obstacles, you know, what the reason is. And Jayanti Ben is saying that sustenance is good. Yes, in many centers, there is very good VIP service, but there isn't enough sustenance of students. This is why students don't increase. And the students don't have the zeal and enthusiasm to continue doing service. They may come to the class, whatever they are told, they'll do it. But then they won't have the zeal and enthusiasm to do more than that. And therefore, it's because the sustenance isn't enough. But for you, you are getting sustenance, therefore you are progressing, expanding very well. All the teachers who are sitting here, all those who are instrumental for service, you have to pay attention to it, that as much attention you give to VIPs, that much attention you should give to sustaining your students which come to the centers. So bring newness in the students who come to the center. Some newness should be there all the time. Then the zeal and enthusiasm will increase. You become so busy in only doing service. And then you become tired. And then you're not able to give that much sustenance to the students who come to the center. First of all, you have to prepare your kingdom. And that will be through the students, won't it? So sustain them with your heart. Make effort to see that they are able to finish their weaknesses, but let it be done with happiness, not with heaviness, because as more the students of the class, that bigger will be your kingdom. Though all those who are cooperative, make them come more into relationship, make them students. Otherwise, everything is good. Yeah, Baba heard the praise of the teachers. They are doing very well. All the teachers in the Middle East who are serving, having centers, looking after centers or sub-centers or Gita Parshalas. And Baba is congratulating you 100,000 times. 100,000 times congratulations. Okay, you may sit.
Abhiyat Pyar Dhin.
Shashi Ben is reminding Baba, the Yad Pyar is still not come, so Baba has to give Yad Pyar. Now, for 1 minute, create a stage which is so powerful, in which you are able to spread rays of power to to the souls of the world so that everywhere the vibrations of your powers reach in the world. Bhav Dada continues to give powerful drishti. To all the children everywhere who are Brahmins and will become angels, those who follow Brahma Baba and have a vision of the self and in this way check and change themselves. To such obedient children, to all the angel souls who always stay double light and make efforts and serve in that stage. The Master, Almighty, children who always stay in their position, in the seat of, who always set themselves on the seat of their position and finish off all opposition. To the Father and reap the fruit, experience the fruit of the immediate fruit of Sangam Yuga. To such children, Bap Dada's Yad Pyar and Namaste. Salutations. Om Shanti. And now, all the Dadis will go on the stage and I hand over the mic.